glimmered with dark desire when they locked on hers. Mitch shot her a look that held all kinds of suggestions, all kinds of wicked possibilities. Sarah drew a sharp breath, her pulse pounding in her throat. She wiped her hands on her snug jeans, letting the denim drink in her moisture. As he watched her watching him, his nostrils flared and his body tensed, tension lines bracketing his sensuous mouth. In that brief moment when their gazes collided, they shared a heated exchange, one that could undoubtedly set the crowded establishment ablaze. It occurred to Sarah that she wasn't the only woman in the bar taken by his edgy sexuality. She twisted sideways, noting the way the other women in the room watched him, their body language indicating they'd like a tour of his station with up-close and personal instructions on how he handled his hose. Just then, Cassie Williams, the beautiful bride-to-be, the same woman who was responsible for Sarah's unexpected trip to Chicago, stepped up to the table. Sarah welcomed the distraction and shifted in the chair to face her. Sarah had been best friends with Cassie since kindergarten, which was why she, along with her other best friends, Jenna Powers and Megan Wagner, had dropped everything and hopped on the first plane to Chicago. Nothing short of a Category 5 catastrophe would keep them all from attending Cassie's nuptial exchange with sexy firefighter Nick Cameron. With Sarah's body still feeling the effects of Mitch's lusty gaze, she focused fully on Cassie. "Pretty cute, isn't he?" Cassie asked with a knowing look on her face as she gestured toward Mitch with a nod. "What? Who?" Sarah asked, feigning innocence. Ignoring her question, Cassie sat down and shimmied closer. She tapped Sarah's nose. "Watch out for him, Sarah. He's not like the nice boys you know from back home." Cassie remained quiet for a moment, while Sarah mulled over that warning. A moment later, Cassie pitched her voice lower and added, "Mitch Adams is dangerous." "Dangerous?" Sarah asked, her pulse racing a little faster, her internal temperature rising a little higher. "Yeah, dangerous. A guy like that can capture your heart without even trying. And since I know you're a girl who wants commitment and doesn't want her heart broken, I suggest if you start anything with him, you go into it with your eyes wide open." Eyes wide open, legs wide open. Oh, the possibilities. "I've known Mitch long enough to know he's a no-strings playboy, a woman's fantasy. It's the way he likes it." Playboy, fantasy, no strings. Sarah wasn't seeing a downside here. Cassie angled her head. "When you meet the right guy, you'll know it." Sarah shrugged one shoulder. "Maybe I'm not looking for the right guy. Honestly, she'd love to find Mr. Wright and settle down. Not that she expected to find her knight in shining armor in a badass like Mitch. What she expected to find with him was a bad boy who was also so very, very good. "He's a great guy to have fun with, but don't expect more," Cassie said. "I just don't want to see you hurt." Sarah worked to tamp down her desire and keep her voice even. Trying for casual, she toyed with her straw and said, "How could he possibly hurt me? I'm here on a 2-week vacation." She dragged her finger around the perimeter of her glass and continued, "From work and from reality." It suddenly occurred to her that a break from reality, along with a red-hot fling with a dangerous, drop-dead gorgeous firefighter, was just the thing she needed. What was that old vacation motto? What happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas. Surely that could apply to Chicago, too. Why couldn't she have a wild, no-strings-attached affair and live out a few firefighter fantasies of her own? At least then she'd have something to warm her thoughts when she returned home to Iowa, to her mundane fluff job as reporter for Trenton's small-time Gazette.